This is a homebrew podcast.
Slay the Stars is a D&D actual play podcast you're looking for. A dark fairy tale cosmic fantasy. Now that's what I'm talking about.
Listen in every other Tuesday at noon Eastern Standard Time on any major streaming platform. SlayTheStars.com. Persomnia Ad Astra.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to another exciting episode of Mythcraft the Podcast. Let's go around and introduce our advantageous anarchists. Tanner.
Gordon Blue. Who wants a piece of this?
Andy.
Kirismara. Very tired and very worried.
Cody.
Rumpelflorp. I'm burning a hole in your brain with my mind.
Mal.
Thistle Featherfoot. I hope we can get a little bit of time to rest, finally.
Roger.
Lucian Delwary. We got jumped in an alley 50 feet from a tavern and no one came to check on us.
And Nathan.
Tillman, boxing instructor.
Wanted to just go ahead and throw it out there for everyone to come check us out on our Discord, where we have a lot of amazing Mythcraft content to join in on, including fan-made homebrew content, questions and answers on rulings, and even the opportunity to chat with me and the cast. Go to discord.gg/mythcraft and come hang out with us. So, when we last left off, the party had fought against a group of thieves that had stolen the coin purse of Sindel Ultano. After this battle ensued, everyone retired to the inn and licked their wounds, with Kittis keeping guard outside of the doors to ensure everyone's safety, as Lucian and Thistle discussed the events that had transpired and the note that was found on the snake's body. So, as everyone's sleeping, Kittis, you said you're keeping watch, right?
Yeah, just standing out in the hallway. I assume there's a hallway with all the doors to the rooms, and just doing her best to keep an eye on all the doorways and make sure nobody's coming after the comment that was left of people potentially coming back.
Any thoughts going through Kittis's head, or are you doing anything like while you're keeping watch?
Panicking. Kiris has not had a good day, and she went from telling the queen she betrayed her to then the queen's daughter not returning home after going to hang out with Kiris and the group. So Kiris is hoping that a whole brigade doesn't come to find Sindel and blame her. Half the reason she's out in the hallway. So she's just kind of reflecting on everything that's happened in the last week and trying to get through it.
Oh, perfect. The night goes pretty smooth. It's fairly quiet in the middle of the night. Kittis might see a random individual every once in a while come, like, walking up the stairs and seeing her sitting in the hallway before, like, turning and going into a room that they had rented. Something along those lines. And then you see through the window that day starts to break. You can start to hear that downstairs there's a bustle going on in the kitchen as the employees here are preparing the meals, preparing breakfast for all of the patrons. And through the windows in the rooms, the light starts to pour in, kind of rousing everyone awake as the door that Sindel was in opens up and she kind of comes out with those puffy eyes from someone who has been crying all night and then fell asleep crying, has those like super puffy eyes, red, and just comes out and looks at Kittis, kind of bows her head a little bit, looks to be in shame.
I apologize for my decorum last night. I know I need to be more, I need to be braver. I need to be able to act as I need to if I'm going to defend my kingdom. And thank you for keeping me safe.
You know, the first time that I saw something similar, I went and hid myself. So
you did exactly as you expected to do. It gets easier, kind of.
You see the smallest of twitches in the corner of her mouth as she seems to be stifling a smile before saying,
okay, I'm gonna go downstairs and get some breakfast. I'm fairly hungry. I didn't eat last night because of everything, so but yeah, I'll see you downstairs.
Yeah, do we have to get you to your mother? Is she worried? Is she gonna be storming around posh?
I mean, I don't think so. I did tell her I was gonna be home last night, but it's posh. There's no well, I thought there was no bad guys here, but
yeah, well, yeah, okay. Go get breakfast. I'll wake everybody else up.
So yeah, she heads down the stairs, and your chair is like centrally located between all three of the rooms, and so
as soon as she's out of eyesight, Kyrus is just gonna go banging on all the doors. Time to get up. Time to go.
Oi, who's that? Who's there?
What? Huh?
Oh, it's you. Hello. Good morning.
Minutes. 5 more minutes, please.
I wasn't sleeping in, I promise. Oh, never mind.
I'll meet you downstairs.
That's for breakfast.
Yeah.
What he said?
I don't know. Let's go find out.
Tumman will reach up to the top bunk and pluck Rumpelthorpe off and set him on the ground.
These three, Thistle and Lucien, I'm guessing you're probably not too far behind.
Correct.
Lucian's got something of a morning routine. It might take him a few minutes to get composed, but yeah, it wouldn't take too much longer.
So yeah, as you all just kind of start making your way downstairs in varying staggered groups, you head down and you see Sindel sitting at what appears to be a longer table with multiple chairs, and she just kind of waves her hand, gesturing for you to come over. And as you have a seat, you have a server come over.
All right, yes. What can I get you? For breakfast this morning, we've got different sorts of fried potatoes. We've got some fresh eggs. Those are, of course, a little bit more.
Before the little man comes down here, just give one option and one option only.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, I could just
trust me on this. It will make your life so much easier.
The cleanest option as well.
Are you just wanting me to get that for the entire table?
You know what? Let's just go with that.
Okay. I will bring 6 orders of one option to the entire table. There's multiple different. You know what? Never mind. And she like turns around and walks away. As you all kind of start piling around, you see Sindel sitting there, and as she begins to see everyone else come down, again has that look, a little bit of a look of shame on her face, as she sees, like, Tomin and Gordon and Rumpelflorp start to come head down the stairs, and then when she sees Thistle, looks to pep up, like, a little bit, and then kind of shrinks back down as Lucien starts to head down the stairs as well.
Morning, kid. Sleep well?
As well as I could, yes.
Got your money. Make sure you keep it close to you.
Yes, I've got it tucked into a double pocket. It's got a little hidden flap in it, so I probably shouldn't tell you that, right?
Don't make a habit of telling people that, no.
Okay, that makes sense.
Where did you say it was?
She's going to make a quick roll.
Intuiting.
Yes, she is making an intuiting. That's a 10. I'm going to let Rumpelflorp give a charisma check.
Please roll a natural 20. Please roll a natural
20. So she rolled a 10 on her intuiting.
Oh, my. I'm pretty good at charisma. Not that good.
Too early in the day.
Last words.
Yeah.
Oh, so.
Listen, don't talk to me until I've had my breakfast.
So, yeah. As like, as Rumpelthorp says this, she, like, opens her mouth to answer and then looks at Toman and just closes her mouth and slinks her head back down.
Toman nods and winks.
Then...
Go ahead. Is the tavern fairly busy at this time in the morning?
We're going to say that as you look around, there are... there's only about 7 other patrons in here right now. You're not sure how many are staying here, okay. But right now eating, there's only about 7 people seated around having their breakfast and going from there. Anyone okay. else that might be here seems like they may still be in bed.
If I can just put this on you as the MC then, if there's a possibility at any point throughout the day where I can trigger my knight profession and pick up a side quest, I would like to try that.
Okay.
At this rank, at rank 1, that is a DC 12 perceiving roll that I would make to spot someone who needs a side quest done. If I achieve the side quest, then I get +1 goodwill in Pash. If I don't achieve it, there's no negative consequence. I just don't get the goodwill.
Okay.
So, you know, if it interferes with the overall story, I'm not going to pursue it at, you know, expense of the goodwill. But
yeah, just keep my eye out for that. Absolutely. Go ahead and give me that perceiving check real quick.
Okay, sure. That is a 20.
Jeez. Okay, noted.
All right.
So at this point, you see that the server for the area comes over and starts setting down plates in front of everyone. You see some fried potatoes. You see like a slice of what I can only compare to like fried ham, and then some bread as well. It's a decent size slab of meat and a big scoop of potatoes. So it's not a little bitty meal, but just comes and sets down a plate in front of everyone with 7 of them and looks at Kiedis and just kind of nods a little bit and then turns around and walks away before coming back with some glasses of basically water, essentially, unless someone wants to order something different.
Water's good with me.
I want something different. I want
shit.
Rumpelthorp, this is all that there is.
She's gonna just like point at Kiedis. Yes, we are out of everything. our shipment has not come in yet. And so we don't have anything but water. And then she just turns around and walks away as fast as she can.
Toman glances at the other 7 patrons. He's not going to say anything. He's just curious.
This place sucks.
I'm going to say with Toman's dirty 20 perceiving, you do see looking around that there appears to be different drinks than just water sitting around, since Toman wasn't necessarily down when Kiedis gave that request to the server. You kind of look around, you see the different cups, and you see the look between Kiedis and the server, and are able to put together like,
I'll keep that information. I'm sure other people can pick up on that fact as well, but I'm not gonna bring it to Rumpelthorpe's attention.
So you see Sindel starts just going to town on her breakfast. She looks like she is starving.
Oh! Yeah,
asshole Toman.
What are we getting into today, gang?
We're bringing her home.
The hungry one?
Yeah, you should slow down, Sindel.
She looks mortified as she looks up. I'm so sorry. I forgot my decorum. You're right. And then starts eating with the most, like, queenly
don't do
style.
That. Just be normal.
You're using
Toman
the wrong
picks
fork.
Picks up the fried ham, rips it, and then starts eating half of it.
She starts just kind of going to town. You guys see the door open.
Oh, shit.
Into the tavern. You all look around, and you see General Tovald walk in.
How did he know where we were staying?
I can't help but imagine that they have maybe some eyes and ears of their own about
everywhere.
Town. A small kerfuffle last night could have aroused some suspicion.
Also, it's Sindel.
That's a very good point as well, yes.
And it's General Tovold. He runs the city.
I'm going to say any of you can give me an awareness check. Anyone who wishes to.
We got a 2.
I got a 6.
16 for Lucian.
14.
18 for Thistle.
So, Thistle and Lucian, you look over. General Tovold is not walking in with the confidence of someone who knows exactly what he's looking for. He is scanning the room like he's looking for something and something specific. He is searching.
Scanning the room, scanning the room like someone who's walked into a restaurant is like looking for the menu, or scanning the room like somebody who's looking for like people sitting around tables and looking for someone.
I'm going to say that you can tell that he is looking for someone. He's not looking to see what everyone's eating. He's looking at the faces of the people sitting at the tables. And so as you all see this, are you making any kind of effort to get his attention, or
I'm putting
did Sindel see him come in?
What was that?
Did it look like Sindel noticed him come in?
No, Sindel is eating her food. She is zoned into her food right now.
And Thistle will try to get her attention. Say, oh, Sindel, I think the general is here. He might be looking for you.
She shoots up like a child who has done something wrong and starts looking around before seeing him, and her face kind of goes white.
Just blame me, he's already mad at me. Just say it's my fault.
Oh, he's looking for us. Might not have anything to do with you. I'm sure it's fine.
Well, it definitely has something to do with Kyrus. She's already taken the blame, so regardless of who's at fault, it's definitely Kyrus. You heard that too.
He starts scanning the room and sees all of you and makes a beeline straight for the table.
Great.
Good morning, General.
He walks over, stops at the table, places one hand palm down on the edge of it, and just looks at Sindel.
I know I snuck out. I wasn't supposed to leave, but I wanted to talk to the party. They were in Chahosrin, they were in Yirisk, and they were very nice, and I just wanted to see like what they were doing. And it's important for a dignitary to form relationships with potential allies. That's what Mom keeps telling me.
Yeah.
Return to the university. Your mother will have words with you.
She just takes one last bite before getting up and doing her queenly bow to excuse herself.
Wait. Should we escort her? Be sure that she stays safe on the way back.
General, she didn't eat. She's hungry. Give her like 5 minutes.
Shh. We have plenty of meals at the university. She can eat there. There is a contingency of 10 guards standing outside that will escort her back to the university. I appreciate your concern. However, we have a conversation to be had as well.
And Lucian calls the server over to get a to-go box for Sindel.
She walks out. She looks like I said, like a child who is in trouble and is trying to make herself as small as possible.
Can I call her as she's heading out?
She'll turn and just kind of look at you.
Sindel, and I'll just hold up my water. You're a real one, and I'll like toast her. And
again, the smallest little smile in the corner of her mouth as she turns and walks away. And as you look back at General Tovold, he's got a little smirk on his face too.
Oh, you know it. You know she is.
She is going to do great things when she is queen. We need to ensure that she survives that long by not running away from her mother every time she turns her back. Now, for my conversation with you. No one is in any sort of danger or anything. I have updates of your friends in Rashalon. We received report. Apparently one of our spies is still alive and is integrated into the Rashalani military. He has infiltrated and is providing us with information. Your friends, the young girl and the older man, they are alive. They are safe for now. However, unfortunately, we may have to make a move fairly soon. Are any of you familiar with the Colosseum in Rashalon?
This slowly shakes their head.
I will say, I will say that either that both Kiris and Toman, you can give me an intelligence check if you'd like.
Does this have to do with law?
I will say yes, you can use law.
Oh. That is a 20 for nice. Kiris.
5 for Toman.
So, yeah, Toman just hasn't had much experience with Rashalani law. But Kiris, part of your training was learning the law in different countries as well as Vanith. And you know that one thing that Rashalan has been known to do, especially recently with prisoners of war, as well as deserters, traitors, things of that nature, is to essentially give them a chance to earn their freedom back by performing in the Colosseum. And if they can complete the trials, they can earn their freedom by proving their worth and proving their honor.
Well, that's not good. I'm familiar. We have to go save Harlow.
Excuse me. General, there seems to have been maybe some information lacking with your report. You had mentioned the standing of both Hildegard and Harlow. What a friend.
You don't know who a friend is? She's just looking at Lucian.
We're all gathering information. I had imagined that this report would include some information pertaining to them as well.
Where's Fred?
We were only told of a young girl and an older man. We were not told of anyone named Friend.
Well, maybe Friend escaped as well, like you and I did, Thistle says and looks at Lucian.
That's the only thing that makes sense. But knowing Friend, I imagine they would attempt some type of rescue. I don't think they would abandon their companions like that.
He pulls out a piece of paper and looks over it.
This is the report we received. So not only are your companions there, but there are a number of other prisoners that we will... He just hands it over.
She's going to read through the whole thing while he's talking.
So as Kiris begins reading through it, you see that there is a what appears to be a hastily scrawled note stating that there are a number of prisoners that are currently being held in the dungeon below the keep, including an old man, a young human girl. There is a number of different Chahosranese individuals as well, a couple of elves, things of that nature. They do indicate that there are a few Kleppens, including one, very spiky individual. And then there's plans in place for them to compete in the Colosseum in 1 month's time.
Can I keep this?
I would. I am going
to say. Just take it back.
We will transcribe it for you. And so you have a copy of everything that is written on it. This is one of our magical artifacts, though. Magical items that we send with our spies that we can repurpose. So. It's the only reason I say no. However, we will transcribe the note and give you a copy. And so, as he begins to start relaying that they are currently working on a plan of getting a group together in order to head into Rashalan in order to go and save everyone, but these things take time. Unfortunately, we cannot get a force together that is both stealthy to infiltrate as well as proficient enough to be able to do the things that we have. That's one route that we tried to take with the last group that we sent to infiltrate. We had a number of different, not only soldiers, but students
as well as individuals who were conscripted into service as recompense for crimes. And so we have had, for lack of a better phrase, criminals that went to infiltrate as well, because that's what they were proficient in, was lockpicking and stealth and forgery and all of those skills needed in order to be able to break into secure locations. And so we would need to gather a force that was quiet enough, proficient enough, and dedicated enough to be able to enter behind enemy lines. And that takes time to train, to brief, all of the above. And so what I ask of you, I cannot force you. You do not work for me. You are not part of my force. I cannot ask you, I cannot order you to do anything.
True.
But I ask you to stay here and work with us, and we will do this together. It is not only your companions, but there are Pashan natives and Chahosranese that are there as well. We want to save them as much as you want to save your companions, so let us do it together. And he is primarily looking at Thistle, Lucien, and Kiedis during this conversation.
I mean, Thistle will look at Lucien again. That's what we came here to do. It's what we came back here to do, to help save our friends.
It's not so much a question of whether we're going to save our friends or not, it's when. And looks back over to General Tovald. If you say we need more time, and you need us to gather, collect, wait, you have our aid, you have our assistance. Tell us what to do.
He then looks over to Gordon, Rumpelthorpe, and Toman, and gestures, are we to understand that we have your aid in this as well?
Well, likely, but on a few conditions. I need room and board paid for. If you want me to become stealthier, I need you to pay for any tuition required for me to improve and hone my craft. Also, like, once we take an actual job, there's going to be compensation for that as well. All of that being assumed, then yes, absolutely, I'll hang around.
The room and board, we can absolutely work towards. I am working on trying to make room for you all at the university if you are going to be working and training with us in order to be able to infiltrate. Your condition of training, I've had a thought, and we are going to be looking at least 2 weeks before we are ready to make any sort of move.
But the call seems in a month.
Which means that once we get there, we will be on a time frame.
I don't like this.
It is not ideal, but that is where we are.
Tough march on the road, too. There's very, very little margin for medical breaks, resupplying stops.
We might be able to... So we might be able to have a very fast way of getting to Rashalon.
We are working
on magical means. However, again, that takes time.
Can it transport a steed?
I believe so. I cannot speak on behalf of the mage who will be casting it, but I will say that there is a good likelihood of that. I believe that it will be able to transport a large number of individuals.
Will Sindel be training with us?
I believe Sindel will be traveling with her mother to one of our neighboring countries in order to try to gather more allies. We currently do have allies by one bordering country, and he kind of looks around a little bit to ensure no one's eavesdropping. And he says in sort of a hushed voice, not only do we have one of our spies that has infiltrated the Rashalani military, but Aten has sent a spy as well that is assisting in potentially trying to break free the prisoners before we arrive. So we are attacking this on two fronts. We are not just relying on our arrival in Rashalon to try to free all of the prisoners, but that will very likely be the easiest, as bad as that sounds, route, as opposed to a handful of spies and infiltrators trying to free a large handful of prisoners. And so
We are working on this. It is not ideal. And I can understand the fear, and I can understand the hurry to get this resolved quickly. What I can say is that we are working on this, and we do understand. One thing that we can work on in the meantime, though, is that over the next week to 2 weeks, feel free to travel the city, to buy supplies as needed, or to train at the university. It will be for a few weeks. I have no problem with speaking to Dean Livingston about waiving any form of tuition for you to train for a certain skill that you might want to hone in this fight ahead. And that will lead us into our homebrew mechanic. 1 week of intense studying for a skill will give you a +1 in whatever skill of your choice to be capped out at +3 for the time being. Another thing that you can do is to focus on your profession. So for those who have a profession, you can work on trying to increase your rank in that as well. And so over the next week to 2 weeks, you have the choice to do either or. And so the homebrew mechanic being, you can increase a skill, whether it be sneaking, lockpicking, intuiting, persuasion, any of those, by taking a class specializing in that skill. And after 1 week, you will increase it by +1. And that, as of right now for this level, will cap out at +3. However, that may or may not change as you progress.
And that's +3 from this mechanic, or +3
yes.
overall?
Yes, okay. +3 from this mechanic.
Okay.
How long do we gain that +3? I missed that part, I apologize.
That is a permanent bonus.
Oh, permanent.
So you're training, you're studying for this skill. And so that plus that you get, so 1 week of study is +1, 2 weeks of studying is +2.
I see.
3 weeks of studying is +3. And that is a permanent bonus to your skill.
Well, until finals week, and then you forget it all.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So true. So true.
Mm-hmm.
And can you explain the ranking up one more time?
Yes. So for like Toman, as you said that you wanted to start looking for side quests, you can also spend that time working with your profession. So doing your side quests, things of that nature, in order to be able to rank up in your profession.
But not like leapfrogging to rank 3 if I did that over 2 weeks,
yes,
right?
Okay. No. It would basically be going from rank 1 to rank 2 over this time frame. Yes.
Okay, got it.
So
+3 skill or a rank in your profession.
We're going to say that, like, so I'm just capping it at +3 for right now, just in case it, like, for some reason, but you guys are expected to take at least 2 weeks of training and studying, so you'll be looking at roughly about either a +2 or a potential rank in your profession.
Oh, okay.
Cool.
So awesome. A +1 in one skill, +1 in another, or a +2 in one skill, or a rank in your profession, so... Mm-hmm.
Ranking will give us more skill points, but it won't give us the ability to pick exactly which one. So that's the trade-off. And they said they wanted people to be sneaky, and what was the other skill set they were looking for?
Just proficient.
Have a sneaky, it's not going to happen. No match. Training is going to fix that negative dexterity.
Yeah.
Right. I think I'm going to have to go for the rank up over the 2 weeks.
Yeah, that's just a good deal.
Well, let's get down to business to defeat the sons of Rushlan.
Yeah, what are we waiting for?
Oh.
Are you in? Are you in, Ragged Fart?
I'm going to bump Rumpelflorp.
Are you in?
Yeah, I've never been to school before.
Well, not so much the school thing. The infiltrating and the Colosseum.
Yeah, I guess. I don't know.
All right. Hey, that's your Colosseum.
I don't really know what a Colosseum is, but sure.
It's fun. It's great. Have a great time. There's lots of stuff you could take.
All right. I call them as I see them.
Oh, jeez. All right. So, at this point, yeah, General Toval just kind of looks around at everyone. I know that we are in good hands. I know that you all are extremely proficient. And so, at this point, what I would like to say is, we are up against very powerful forces. When we found out that Vanith was siding with Rashalon, there were a lot of people who wanted to give up. The only way that we will pull through this is together. Once we save the prisoners, we have a plan in place of slowly whittling down Rashalon's forces. The Jehozranese are very proficient in guerrilla-style warfare. They are teaching us, educating us on that. If you are willing to work with us, to partner with us, I think that we might just have a chance. And so I thank you and applaud you. And if there's anything that you need, he looks over, anything you need, simply let me know, and I will do my best to make it possible. Now, do you have any questions for me?
I mean, there's need, and there's want. So where's the line?
As I said, if there's anything you need, let me know.
Right, but need as in like I need to fulfill my emotional bubble so that it doesn't pop and I cry. Like, maybe I need some really good food or I need a brothel. Like, what is the line of need?
Karis, if you need to cry, let it out. I'd like to see that.
That's weird.
You seem so stoic and so strong.
Why do you want to see me cry? Why would that make you happy?
I think it would help us connect.
Question stats.
I will say that if you need something in terms of someone to talk to, advice, maybe some assistance in obtaining something that you are just shy of obtaining, yes.
Are you offering to be my brothel, General?
He will stand up and just kind of put both hands on the table. Let us work on saving those who need to be saved.
Well said, General.
Whenever you are ready, go take care of your business that you have. I will send periodic updates to you as we receive them. If our spies give us any more information on your friends, I will update you on that information.
Fine.
And he will turn and start to head out the door.
He is far too serious.
I hate that guy.
Why do you hate that guy?
He's scary.
Not at all.
He's horrifying.
He just needs some lubrication in him. I'm sure he'd lighten up.
Yes, well, I think there was some type of offer placed on the table there at a certain point. That breakfast got spicy there towards the end. Was I the only one who felt that, between the tension between you two, Karis?
You are the only one that felt that.
Well, they say I have quite the good intuition.
Who says that?
People around.
What people?
You know. You probably not at don't the table. Know, you probably don't know them.
Do you?
You know what? This is remarkably fine water, and he takes a big sip of the of the water on this table.
So we have weeks. Great.
What kind of classes did I have at the university?
If you can think it, to be quite honest, you can most likely get some type of elective thrown your way. They specialize in course of economics, obviously, as you can see from myself. The artistic performances, various options as well. I dabbled in ethics. I didn't always see eye to eye with the professors there. Difference of opinions. I imagine they could find something, and he like pauses, that would suit you and your skill set and your interest.
I want to find a class that lets me find stuff to take. Is that a class?
A class on... I think what you're talking about is the discovery major for individuals that are not quite sure what they're looking for yet, exactly.
For stuff to steal.
I don't know if they teach those exactly. They might, at least not under those pretenses, helping to maybe teach the skill sets, but maybe for different intentions.
Security consultant, for example.
It's all about terminology, really, and how you frame it.
All right. How would you phrase it if you wanted to do something like that?
Well, not that I would ever find myself in a position to do anything like that, and if anyone has ever told you that, they're certainly lying, but I would phrase it very similarly to what our good friend Tolman here has just said. Something in the works of security. Something having to do with locksmithing, potentially, would be quite helpful, potentially. Maybe a little bit of entertaining and or practicing the more charismatic arts. Getting an understanding of how
become to... Become a magician.
Oh.
Yeah.
I would like
to I have several locksmith friends. They're very good at thieving.
How do you know what's worth taking? I feel like I have all this junk, and most of it's just junk. You pull out, like, a sword, and it's like, what are you going to do with this?
That's amazing.
I'll have that if you don't want it.
Where did that come from?
All right, I'll take it.
Oh, shit! Careful with that thing!
Pulls out two short swords.
Where are you keeping these?
Yeah, just pulling them out of random places. No, they don't make any sense.
I pulled them off those dead guys.
It's what you want. Oh, now that I don't want these.
I mean, those are just, I don't know, pointless.
They have a point. That's the whole point. Yes.
The point is the point.
So you can also take some of the things that you steal, acquire, like these beautifully made weapons, and sell them and get some coin so you don't have to steal from shops.
Or tips.
You can actually purpose things.
All right, I want some coins for those swords, then.
Gears will give him a single silver.
All right, there we go. Thanks for the tip. This is working out great. I didn't even have to steal this.
Exactly. Buying and selling goods is a perfectly reasonable business.
All right.
Maybe you spend some time with the mercantile folk around the university. That could be a future in this for you.
He shrugs.
I don't know. I just want to look for stuff.
That we shall do.
Okay, so as you know, everyone's kind of sitting here. Does anyone have a rough idea of what it is that you're wanting to do over the next 2 weeks?
Not all at once.
Right?
I'm so worried we were all going to start talking at the same time.
I know. I'm just like waiting.
Everyone was afraid of that, so no one talked.
I think I could stand to get a bit sneakier, and I've picked up a little bit of lockpicking, but I wouldn't mind getting better at that as well.
So yeah, I mean, you could do a 1 week class on sneaking and a 1 week class on lockpicking and increase both by plus one. What about Tomen? You are wanting to do a quest, correct?
Yes, I'd like to do a quest. I'd like to just rank up my knight capacity if possible.
Absolutely. So
nice.
Going back with that 20 perceiving, you look around and you see that there is a woman walking around and appears to be very distressed and is just kind of like sitting down and like cupping her face in her hands and just looks to be very distraught.
Oh, wait, you there? You need a hand with something?
My husband's been missing for about 2 weeks. He was on an excavation trip to the floating islands, and he's missing. No one can find him.
Right, I can go look for him.
He would do that?
Gladly.
Yeah, I mean, if you could find him, absolutely. We are. I just want him to come home. The most that I can say is that we can absolutely try to pay you. He harvests over at the Floating Islands. If he still has some of that, we might be able to do something. I can't promise you a certain amount or anything, but we would absolutely reimburse you for your assistance.
I will look into it. I'll see what I can do.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
And so... Tomen, you head out over towards the floating islands on the border of Posh and Vanith.
Yeah, so that's, I guess, based on Lagradan's location, I think that's across the bay, right?
Yes. Okay. So that's going to be, it's going to take you about, I'd say maybe that's what, a few days?
Yeah, it's a wide day. It's probably at most of a day just on the ferry.
Yeah. So, I mean, it's going to take you a few days just to even get to the floating islands. But yeah, you can kind of start heading that direction, essentially. Kittis
is going to rank up her barrister by following General Tobald around and knowing the shit out of him to learn military law.
100%. Yeah, so you absolutely can start following General Tobald and even Dean Livingston as they do their administrative duties, things of that nature, and will work on ranking up your barrister. Rumpelflorp, what would you like to do?
Yeah, I mean, if they've got it, I'd like a class that's for scavenging, I think. It's one of my best skills, and I feel like I should just maximize on that and get as good at that as possible.
Absolutely. And so you can go and enroll in classes and work on increasing that. So over a two-week time frame, you would get a +2.
I have 8 right now, so it'll put me at 10.
Perfect. And then, let's see, Lucian.
Lucian, I am also going to be taking rank 2 in my entertainer profession, choosing the performer side. And how I'm going to be doing that, I'm actually going to be going on my apology tour to all of the other taverns in Posh, and I will be paying them to allow me to perform as I attempt to earn back some of that goodwill across my apology tour era.
That is amazing. Yeah, no, you 100% can go on that apology tour and start gaining some goodwill and hit rank 2 performer in your entertainer.
Amazing.
And then Gordon, Tanner Mutro strikes again.
I hate Tanner Mutro. to maximize potential of not ruining everything, I need to work on my sneaking because I built this guy really stupid and I don't want to have to waste a potion, one of my brews, on taking Padfoot. So I'm going to spend the 2 weeks to learn how to be sneakier. And if not, I've created a sound effect for when I inevitably fail. I don't know if this is coming through. Of like my bottles like clinking together as I'm trying to sneak.
To get you some fantasy bubble wrap.
Yeah. So yeah, I would like to work on sneaking for the next 2 weeks.
All right. Perfect. So yeah, Gordon and Thistle actually are in the same class for a week. Learning sneaking, but yes, Gordon will be able to attend that class and be able to gain a +2.
Very good.
We are also going to say that everyone in the party is currently at a +5 goodwill with Posh, as well as Lucian, Thistle, and Kiris are currently now at a +7 goodwill with Chahosrin.
Are you sure about that?
Kiris has, so over this 2 weeks following General Tobald and Dean Livingston around, you're proving yourself. You're sticking around, even though you're annoying them. but yes, no, you all are able to go and start learning these skills and developing over the next 2 weeks and start bettering yourself before you start sitting down and having the conversation of the teleportation and invasion into Roshalani territory to save not only your friends, but potentially the entire country of Chahosrin. And that is where we will end our session. Bum, 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 bum.
Here we go.
Everyone, be sure to come join us on Discord. Let us know your thoughts on the show and on the episode. Head over to discord.gg/mythcraft and say hi. Be sure to join us next week. And until then, keep crafting those stories.